on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to have a look at today's Thursday meeting at Sale. It's a great card, and we're racing on a soft five today. The rail is out 6 metres, and Danny O'Brien has a huge hand. There's a big truck heading to Sale today with Danny O'Brien runners, and he joins us this morning to dissect all of them. How are you, Danny?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
It's a great race course, Sale, isn't it? Do you pinpoint these meetings? Because today you've got a huge set of horses heading there.
Yeah, look, we love the really good provincial tracks, you know, the Sales and Bendigo's, Geelong's, and particularly this time of the year, you can often get a decent surface at Sale, and we've got a soft five there today, so it's a good chance to run a lot of horses.
And when you've got champion jockey Damien Oliver on most of them, you're going to have a good day, touch wood. Let's talk about your two-year-old in the first, Argonauts. Has drawn barrier five, the two-year-old colt, Sebring. We've only seen on the one occasion, finished sixth at Geelong. Has it taken much improvement out of that? Wasn't beaten far?
No, he has come along well. He's had three trials, I think, this time in, and we've put a set of blinkers on him today to try and encourage a bit more of an effort out of him today, and I think they'll help. I've got no idea about the strength of the field, but he's a horse that can certainly run in the top three.
You're two in race number two. You've got Phoenix and Fletcher's Mutiny, which gets a run, and I see Fletcher's Mutiny, who's only had the one start, has been well back today. Can you split the two?
Look, they're both similar sort of parts of their career. Fletcher's Mutiny only ran the once again back early in the year at Geelong, and he'll be improved from that experience and should run well. And Phoenix, I think, is going to be a lot better as she gets to the distance range of today and even further. She'll get out to maybe a mile or further at her next couple of starts. So I think they should both run well.
Well, the form line out of Phoenix was franked yesterday, even though it got beaten a fair way. Ollie takes a ride today, so should we say Phoenix is your top pick?
Yeah, I think probably, yeah, she's fitter and just a little bit more experienced.
Samurai Moon goes around today as well, the Sababil colt. Last start finished second to American Whiskey at Bendigo, which is pretty good form.
I think so. No, I think American Whiskey's a really progressive horse. He's no shame in getting beaten by him, and our bloke will be better getting to the mile, and having had that run the other day with the blinkers, he looks the horse to beat in that race.
Yeah, he's been well backed into $2.25. Fabulot's an interesting runner in race number four. This is the Camelot, who you started over 1,700 and quickly jumping up to 2,200 today, so no doubt he's looking for that distance.
He definitely is. No, he's a TT on the Equinome rating, which is 2,400 and beyond, and hence we're straight up in distance with him. I thought his run was good, and he's improved since, and he'll be much better suited over a bit further, so yeah, we expect him to fight out the finish.
Where will he be in the run? What's his style, do you think, over the distance?
Look, most of our stays, we let them be where they want to be, and obviously always depends on tempo, but I imagine he's just midfield, just in a position where he's not too far away.
Ollie's on Neurotic in race number seven, second up today. What are you expecting?
Look, we thought she was going well. She trialled very well at Moonee Valley, but didn't handle the soft as soon as Damien let her head go at CNN first up. She floundered, and obviously we get a much better surface today, so I think she had a genuine excuse first up and no reason why she can't turn it around with a good performance today.
One of the shortest price favourites of the day is Sovereign Award in race number eight. First up today. Come back well?
She has. Yeah, she's been a work in progress. She's a mare that was very aggressive in her gallops and in her races. And she's getting a bit more sensible. She's trialled well and she has got plenty of talent on her day. So she looks well placed in a mare's 70 first up.
An intriguing runner in the last race, Somerset Maugham, who previously trained by Aidan O'Brien. It's got form over in Ireland. How long have you actually had it in your care?
Look, we've probably had him for about 5 or 6 months. He came to us from a spell and he's had a nice progression through the next beach and up to Flemington. And he's a Galileo. He's a really nice style of horse that he's going to get better as he gets to a mile and a quarter, a mile and a half. But he ran well first up in a race that wasn't run to suit. A bit more pressure on today, potentially gets into the finish today. If not today, then certainly as he gets to 2,000 and beyond, you're going to see a horse that's going to get better than 64 grade anyway.
I was going to say, what type of class does he give you the impression he'll get to?
Look, we probably need to assess him as he gets to a mile and a quarter and further, but he is by Galileo, so you never know where that might end up.
Well, you've got a red-hot book today. Who are your best couple for the listeners?
I think probably the market's got them in the right order, Sovereign Award and Samurai Moon.
Good on you, Danny. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Mike.
Danny O'Brien, no doubt he'll be in the winner's circle at some stage today. Mark Hunter has done all the form for Sale. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
Gee, it's a good meeting today, isn't it?
It's a good meeting on a good track. It's yeah, we do get some indifferent tracks for Thursday afternoons, but Sale, you get the good trainers, the good riders, the good horses. It's a terrific meeting.
You've been in good form in recent weeks. Are you confident today?
I didn't tip a winner last Thursday, Michael. I don't know about that being good form, but...
No, all right, we like that. This two-year-old race is intriguing. We can take out 3, 8, 9 and 16. Little Town Blues, good wraps on this first start from the Bussard and Young stable into $3.80. Miss Sarasota, we heard from John McArdle, gave it a good push as well. Queen Riker from the Snowden stables at $5.50 and Criminal back after a spell with Anthony Friedman's at $6.50. Nat Young was on with the Recce Boys this morning. Little Town Blues, this is what she had to say.
On the 15th, we jumped him out here at Cranbourne and blew the lid, and yeah, ended up winning his jump out really impressively, still under with a lot underhand. So, yeah, he's pretty sharp. He's definitely got that Rubiton, you know, bloodline. So he's got plenty under the hood.
Right, and so you're pretty confident about him today?
Yeah, well, he did have a little bit of a look around the straight when he got to the front in that jump out. So if Michael can just find a little bit of cover on him, it would be nice. You know, he's got a nice soft five track, which would be ideal for him. I think he will be better on top of the ground further down the track.
Yep.
But look, he actually came and galloped him last Saturday, and God, he was pretty impressed with him. He said he hasn't been on that one that quick in a while. So, but you know, these two-year-olds, first time out, it's a bit different when you've got race day pressure. He may get a little bit lost, that's all. But, look, at least Michael knows him and can cuddle him up. As long as he cuddles him up and just gives him cover all out the straight for that last 100 metres.
Gee, it's a good push, isn't it? Truly Wicked is the dam. She was a really good race mare. What do you think about this two-year-old race, Mark?
I think it's an even race. The four in the betting are the ones that I'm tipping. I'll tip number 12, Miss Sarasota. I liked its recent jump out where it sat behind and was given a little shake-up and quickly picked them up and then not knocked it out to the line. I think you'll see it sell midfield and be very strong down the middle here to beat number 12, Queen Riker, who's got race experience, which always counts. It's got good speed. It's going to be there for a long way. Number 2, Criminal, comes back from a spell at Gelding for a new connection, same stable, has shown some ability and trialled okay, and 6, Little Town Blues, certainly will give you a sight. Be up on the speed, did trial well. I'll go in an even start, 11, 12, 2 and 6.
11, 12, 2 and 6 in the first. At race number 2 is the maiden over 1,400. We can take out 9, 11, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Fox Gossip's the favourite for Matty Laurie at $3.50. Kogi Lass at $4. Ready to Indulge at $5 from the Mar Eustace stable. Who do you like here?
I'll tip Fox Gossip. It comes out of the Cherry Tortoni maiden there on debut. Then went to Ballarat and chased home Efflorescence, which is... I think it's good form for a race like this. It was well beaten, had no excuses, had a nice trail, but just getting better with racing meets a weaker race and gets a chance to beat number 13, Fletcher's Mutiny. I think this horse ran pretty well on debut, was just getting stronger on the line. It's come back from a spell, it's trialled well. Number 8, Ready to Indulge, got too far back last time, ran on well, can settle closer from the gate. And 4, Stoke Lodge, who looked pretty one-paced in a recent jump out, but does look suited kicking off here at 1,400. I think 10 the one to beat, 13 the value, 10, 13, 8 and 4.
10, 13, 8 and 4, race number 2. Race 3, we take out 1, 4 and 11. This is the maiden over 1,623. And Samurai Moon, good push from Danny O'Brien. And it's also got the market support into $2.25. Category 5, 260. And then we're out to $8 for Cortamente as well. So Samurai Moon has been well backed here. Dan thinks it's one of his best of the day, trying to Dan O'Brien. What do you think?
I think it's the best bet on the program here, Samurai Moon. It was a terrific run up there at Bendigo. Chased home a handy horse, gave it a start. Had to circle around them out wide while the winner got through and made good ground to finish second. I don't think this race is any stronger. I think it's better for that run and it should just be winning. Well, 13 Cortamente was the danger. Comes off a track at Sandown, was hard to make ground. It ran well there and should be fitter. 2, Category 5. Gee, it's been a disappointing horse. It's got some chance up on the speed and maybe next best, number 7, Stannery. who's been very one-paced in two starts and recent trial. Wasn't knocked about trial fairly. I think five's a good thing. 5, 13, 2 and 7.
Five, a good thing in race three, and you can still get 225 Samurai Moon. Race number four, we take out 7, 13, 14, 15, 16 and 17. This is over the 2200. Wristband for Chris Waller, 8 placings from 18 starts. Still looking to break through as the favourite today at $3. Sublime Diva, which is one of the last of the Maccabi Diva foals, is the second favourite at $3.40, and Fabulot at $5. We just spoke to Danny O'Brien, who said this Camelot is looking for the 2,200 metres. So who do you like here?
I thought number 7 was unbeatable, Michael, and they scratched it this morning and took the wind out of my sail. So I am left with number 11, Sublime Diva, who's had a few goes now at the distance. It's still got to settle in its races, but it's very close to a win. Gets a great run to beat number 9, for Leah. Absolutely no excuses last time. Has got a chance again. 8 wristband. Gee, it was every possible chance and no match last time. Maybe the extra distance suits. And 3 Fabulot. It was a fair debut, but certainly should be suited by this extra trip. Not much between them, but I did think Sublime Evil was the one to beat. I'll go 11, 9, 8 and 3.
11, 9, 8 and 3. Next race, the favourite is Imperial Lad. We can take out 1 and 7. For John Maloney, first up, it's at $3.20. Nasukawa is at $3.60. And then we're down to Karchi, which is first up for Paddy Payne and Billy Egan at $4.40. So there's 3 in the market. Not much between them here, Mark.
Yeah, look, I'll tip Imperial Lad. It's coming off a break. It goes well fresh. It's got the wide gate, but got the 4-kilo claim there for Taylor Childs. And I think they'll just let it run. I would imagine, like the jump out, where it jumped out well recently, they'll just let it run from the outside. So you'll see it with a bit of a margin. Just has to hang on up the straight to beat number 3, Nabarez, who was unimpressive winning on debut when ridden for speed. Went much better at the Valley, ridden quiet. Come back from a spell here. Had a lovely jump out recently, ridden quiet as well. So they ride it that way. I'm sure it'll be steaming home. 6, Karchi, showed good ability last campaign. And 5, Nasukawa, who comes off the maiden win but has got fitness on its side. I think 2 will lead for a long way, but 3 will be charging at it. I'll go 2, 3, 6 and 5.
2, 3, 6 and 5 in the fifth at Sale. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be the quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Victorian Form Preview of Sale today. We're racing on a soft 5. We're up to race number 6, which is the first leg of the quaddy. The benchmark 64 over 1,200 metres. Mark Hunter is here to find us all the winners. There's one scratching in this first leg. We take out number 10. The favourite is Shush. Damien Oliver rides for Mick Kent Jr. and Mick Price. First up and been well backed into $2.20. Zoo Shack, $4.20. Sapphire Crown, $4.40. They're the only 3 in the market here, Mark.
Yeah, should win, Michael. Shush, one of the better vets of the day. It ran well last campaign in the city behind Zero Doubt at Caulfield and then behind Rich Hips, who we saw win yesterday, and the Lakeside. Went for a spell. It's come back. It's trialled well. It goes well fresh. It's drawn a good gate. It's got D. Oliver. It should be winning. If there is a danger, it's number 2, Zushak, who just comes off an unfair track last time, gets back onto a better surface here, can improve. After that, maybe number 4, Caribbean Pearl, back and running on, might run a place. And 3, Sapphire Crown, who won okay on debut, but surely this is a harder race. I think 6 wins, 2 runs a place. I'll go 6, 2, 4 and 3.
Nice start to the quaddy. 6, a good thing, Shush, at $2.20. Race number 7, over the 11, oh no, it's not, over the 1,010 metres. It's a benchmark 78. We take out 3, Spirit of Aquata. Elite Legacy's a favourite, $4. Ginger Jones, $5. Neurotic at $5. And we're down to Gennady at $5.50. Interesting run of Gennady. This is the horse that Robbie Lang, when he was training, said could be one of the best sprinters that he's got. First up today, racing for Enver-Jusophobic now. Who do you like in the second leg of the quaddy?
I like Neurotic here down the bottom, number 13. It's a horse that's just hopeless in the ground there first up, just couldn't go through that track at all. It's fitter. There's good speed here. It will drift back from the barrier, so not worried about the gate. The better surface, come to the outside and let rip down the middle and win to beat number 10, Elite Legacy. It was good first up. It'll go forward, give you a great sight. Number 4, Ginger Jones, has trialled well coming into this. And then 8, Gennady, who has got a chance, just might have to work a bit there from gate 1 with pressure around it. I think 13 can run them down. 13, 10, 4 and 8.
13, 10, 4 and 8. In the third leg of the crotty, we take out 3 and 13. And this is another short one here that's been declared by Danny O'Brien as his best of the day. Sovereign Award first up. Ollie in the saddle again. Even money across the way, $6. Think I'm Dreaming, $8.50. Is this another good thing today, Mark?
It should win. It's my top pick, number one Sovereign Award. If it produces its best, it'll win, but it's still got a few flaws in its makeup. So I don't know that I'll be trusting it one out of the short odds. It's trialled well. If it runs to its best, it'll win, but can do things wrong. To beat number eight, Across the Way. Across the Way was going really well there. That run 2 starts ago was good. Then I would think ridden forward to suit the pattern last time at Seymour, and I don't think it went as well as it can. So I think with a quieter ride, can go better. 6, Think I'm Dreaming, getting fitter, has got some chance. And 7, Collectible, who was in the worst part of the track last time, still ran okay. It'll be fitter. It'll be running on. 1 should win, but I don't know I can trust it at the shorts. I'll go 1, 8, 6, and 7.
1, 8, 6, and 7 in race number 8. And the last is another interesting runner here, Somerset Maugham, the favourite, Ollie and O'Brien, $3.50. West Winds at $3.70, and then we're down to First Class Dreamer at $6. The scratchings are 3, 6, 11, and 14. Now, how many do we come home with, Mark?
I'm taking 4 horses here. Number 4, Somerset Maugham's the one to beat. Was ridden forward first up there at Geelong. Looked like it was completely gone on the corner, but then fought on really well to finish 3rd. I think fitter for that run, better surface here, it's the one to beat. To beat number 2, West Wind, who just got way too far back last time but ran okay, will be fitter for that. It's a big danger. 15, Really Swish. Stephen Brown's got this horse flying. He's got it jumping better and flying. He's got a hope. And 1 more chance for number 5, Dala Max. I thought it could win last time at Sandown. It just battled. Maybe it needs this better surface. I'll go 4, 2, 15 and 5.
4, 2, 15 and 5. Damien Oliver's on 4 favourites today, Mark. How many winners does he get?
I'll let me count them up, Michael. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll tip him to win the quadrilla on my top pick, so there's 4 to start. Semi on Moon, 5. That'll do him. He doesn't want to be too greedy. 5 winners.
All right. Does he feature in your play of the day?
The best is race 3, number 3, Semi on Moon. My value pick, on a day I found it hard to find value. It's not my top pick, but I think race 5, number 3, Navarez will run well. The quaddy will go first seat 2 and 6 into 4, 8, 10 and 13 into 1, 6, 7, 8. Come home with 2, 4, 5 and 15. And the play of the day, I'm going to go the daily double. Take Neurotic 1 out in the first seat, number 13, and come home with 2, 4, 5 and 15 in the second leg.
Good on you. It sounds like today's a good day for punting. Let's hope it's a fill-up for you and the listeners. Good luck today, Mark.
Thanks, Michael.